There's plenty of people who'd argue that being a gangster in 2025 is already not a good look. However, others have compassion and realize that these people are often products of their environment and are indoctrinated into a cycle that they can't always escape when everything around them is pushing them to act up and act out. But one byproduct of that culture no one feels any sympathy for is the wannabe gangster. If you've been lucky enough to escape that kind of lifestyle and still choose to emulate it, then you deserve to be clowned to the fullest extent. And when you couple that with some really suspect behavior in their past like this guy has, it's basically impossible to feel the slightest hint of sympathy for the predicament he's now found himself in. Now, it looks like he might have taken his gangster fantasy too far online, to the point where real consequences and real prison time are just around the corner. In case you don't know, Josiah Kane De La Fuente is a young man from San Antonio, Texas. Now into his 20s, he is still only 5'1" and 120 pounds, so he doesn't exactly got the build you'd be looking for as a gangbanger. At that weight, he struggled from the recoil of a Nerf gun, so how is he meant to spin the block? The reason anyone even knows who this individual is comes from the same source as many irritating and basically untalented individuals, TikTok. His content journey began in 2023 when he emerged onto the platform rocking the Edgar look, a common method for Hispanic kids to engage in thirst trapping online. Here's basically what he did. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. And if you've seen any of his videos, you've seen them all. However, long before he became associated with pretending to be a member of a violent street gang, he was already having aspects of his image called into question. As it came to prominence, he was initially accused of copying another TikToker by the name of Ricky, whose style he seemed to have stolen entirely.
And then you got the same exact, what is it, the letters right here? What do you have right there on your cheek?
This is Korean.
Oh, and his is Chinese. Yours is different. Okay.
You act like people don't get tattoos on the sideburns right here.
Okay.
My fault. I didn't know you created that. That's cute.
Yo, let me see. What does it say in your knuckles? What does it say? West? Ricky has that. Isn't it crazy how Ricky has the same exact west side, like west right there?
Chat, this is why he thinks I'm not being honest, because his head is so inflated. He thinks that he's so up here that when I be honest, you think I'm lying because you're so up here with it.
As they encountered one another on live, he even challenged him to a boxing match.
Why don't you teach me? Who's they? I don't care about they.
Dang.
Come on.
So come on,
I'll put 5 bands on it. Let's do a boxing match.
I don't care about the money.
You don't care about the money.
I don't care about money.
I'll fly you out to me.
He's on house arrest.
Because I'm your daddy.
I'm on house arrest. You gotta come to me.
You gotta fight inside his house.
I'm gonna have to beat you up in your own crib.
Despite his belief that he clearly looked good enough for it to merit sharing online, DeKane found himself getting widely mocked for his aesthetic. He low-key looks like a TikTok snap filter. His eyebrows and mustache look like Sharpies. Still, even with the slander that was coming his way, his follower count kept shooting up. And whether or not people were there to laugh at him or admire him, those views, as well as the donations he received on his live streams, all hit the same. Another aspect of his early online persona which raised eyebrows, no pun intended, was his tendency to tap into a zesty lane.
Oh, he's finally coming out! Bro got lashes on? Hell no, I'll rock his world like that. What?
Has a whole drawer of caterpillars. He's like, let me throw these on today.
Alongside describing himself as sparkly, DeKane was also accused of using makeup on his mustache, an allegation which he eventually leaned into for laughs.
DeKane makeup finally coming off?
Bro, what?
Look, he has to make sure real quick.
Let him make sure
his makeup not melting off real quick.
At this stage in the game, DeKane was essentially a harmless source of hilarity. It was hard to dislike him for pursuing fame like everyone else. In fact, if anything, people felt sorry for him as he was always the butt of the joke. However, things took a darker turn when he began to add a new aspect to his persona, and suddenly, all that goodwill evaporated in favor of distaste for everything he was trying to portray. Although he hails from Texas, DeKane is very cagey about his actual origins, particularly when it comes to his ethnicity. At every turn, he struggles to give a straight answer.
Where are you from, bro?
I'm from Salvador, but I grew up in San Antonio, so Texas, basically.
Oh, okay. Because they were talking about, like, in the comments, they were like, he's Mexican. You ain't Mexican, like, at all?
No, yeah.
So, like, you, like, kind of mixed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you're Salvadoran, though. That's what you identify. Yeah.
And when he opened up about things like this, people didn't believe a word that came out of his mouth. This dude has middle school liar vibes. Bro, his IQ is tattooed on his forehead. But his inability to answer questions isn't a lack of confidence, because when discussing Texas, he acts like he is the ruler of the state when it comes to social media personalities.
Would you say that you're the king of San Antonio? When it comes to, like, you know what I'm saying, influencer stuff and, like, you know.
Oh, influencer stuff?
Like the clout.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely the king of the clout stuff?
San Antonio?
Yeah.
Like, influencer, like, social media? Yeah.
What about Texas?
I would say that. I mean, Texas.
I feel like Texas.
Social media.
As for his financial situation, DeKane claims he's making bank via his lives, but was once very reluctant to give details.
I guess I should just ask you, like, what's the most you've ever made, like, in a single day off a TikTok live?
See, I'm the type of person. I don't really like people in my business.
You don't want the pocket watching.
But I'll just say, like, I'm doing very good for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never used to have chains like this. Like real VVs. I never used to have a car. Now I'm driving in a scat pack. So I'm doing good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Yet while all of this makes him look sketchy and ensures it's hard to take anything he says at face value, the real problems began when he started to portray himself as a gangster. Namely, getting 13 tatted on his forehead and another huge one on the back of his neck. For someone who is El Salvadorian, as he claims to be, that only truly means one thing, and that is a tie to a vicious street gang by the name of MS-13. And in case you don't know, induction into the crew requires literally killing someone. Much of the gang ranks is currently held in SECOT, which is El Salvador's current confinement center, and it's truly the last place you'd want to wind up. But in 2022, the government declared that the prison's mission was as simple as possible. Spearheaded by President Nayib Bukele, the mega prison has made El Salvador the country with the highest incarceration rate in the world at 2%. Because of the consequences that come with pretending to be in their ranks, fellow TikTok streamer and former friend Lalo Gone Brazy felt he should undergo the laser procedure to get it removed.
DeKane, I promise you, DeKane, I'm not saying this in a bad way. You are not a member. Bro, honestly, might not say about Trucha, all of that, they do not know who you are. So the moment you come impersonating something that you ain't, it's over for you, bro. I'm trying to put you on the right path, bro. I'm not hating on you, but, like, bro, I'm telling you this real, bro, like, bro. You know that tattoos are always just gonna raise a lot of... Bro, that's the first thing that's gonna raise questions about you.
I'm gonna suggest one good thing to you, not in a bad way, but we already seen how you got pressed, right? You're not from the set. Even though you're from El Salvador, doesn't mean you're from the lands from out there.
But initially, DeKane, who can't even speak Spanish, refused to back down. Even the threat of getting sent to the gang unit wasn't enough to scare him. And that's not even mentioning the fact that if he ever stepped foot in El Salvador, his supposed ties to the gang would land him straight in that infamous maximum security prison. Despite these claims, he seems to be bewildered by exactly what he's supposed to be repping, and was clowned for it during another stream with Lalo.
For San Antonio?
Okay, what's right here on the side? Like, what's going down right here? Chris? I don't know, bro. I can't read it, but you gotta tell me, bro. Like, I don't do sign language, bro.
It's Korean. It says blessed in Korean.
I swear that's Korean barbecue. What you got right here?
Money sign.
How you gonna get something you don't make? Oh, hell no. What about the one in the middle?
You already know what that one's for, lover.
What is that? What's it even say?
You know how to count?
It says 13, but what is that for?
You know what it is, LeBron. I'm from Salvador. You know what it is, LeBron.
I mean, I don't know. You ain't no member.
And you is?
Nah, I didn't claim to be. What's the other one on this side?
Stars.
What you gonna be seeing when I pack you?
Understandably, this only led to further clowning. Dude, that kid is trying so hard to be hard, dog. Bro got a 13 in between his eyebrows with stars, and the recipe for Korean barbecue. He got the number 13 for MS-13, but yet got a 5-point star, which I believe stands for Latin Kings. These combative live streams are an extended online narrative between the two, where they traded insults and threats online. And in almost all of the exchanges, it's Lalo who came up on top.
If I seen Lalo face to face, I'ma go like this, right? You say, like, what?
Hey, bro, thought he was the Flash. And then what am I gonna do? Tasty ass little hit. Yeah, and I'll squish you like a can, pick you up, put you in my pocket, and walk outside.
Yeah,
that's Roger. Look, that's what you're hanging with.
Considering he existed in the TikTok sphere, Decane probably felt a lack of concern over making the claims about his gang ties. But that went south when a true affiliate made his way into his online world to check him. During a live stream, Decane was quickly exposed when he was actively pressed by a legitimate gangster in the form of Lefty Gunplay from Baldwin Park. After he asked him to formally claim a set once and for all, Decane relented and admitted he wasn't really about that life.
Where you from?
Why he asking where I'm from?
Hey, where you from? What gang? Where at? What city?
I'm from Salvador.
You're from El Salvador?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. What gang are you from?
We're not doing this on TikTok.
Man, God, bang your shit.
I'm not doing this on TikTok. You,
bang your, I'm from King Shabba Right Thresset. Bowen Park. Where are you from?
I'm a good boy.
You're gay. That's just.
Hang up on him.
He said you ain't banging your shit, so he kind of feels like,
damn.
You ain't. He said you ain't banging your shit, so it's like.
Hey, boy, I'm trying to get to know you, dog. The first thing I'm gonna do is like, where you from?
Edgar with the face tats isn't about that life. He tries to look the part, but when pressed, he becomes softer than a marshmallow. Nah, for real. Since then, he's proven recurrently that he's not truly a gangster. In one infamous viral video, he had his chain stolen and was incapable of doing anything about it.
Give me my chain, bro. Hurry up, give me my chain.
Nigga, unless you want to do it with my people, so you ain't give a fuck if you want anchor money.
Get the fuck away from me, bro.
But in typical fashion, he spun the story as though he'd emerged on top.
I know you're not asking me about what happened at the mall.
What was that about?
I literally just explained the whole story.
Were they all like versus you, or you had some homies with you?
Nah, it was five of us and two of them.
Why didn't your homies do nothing?
We literally did. We literally chased them out the mall and made them get my chain back.
Yeah, I seen that. I'm like, bro, no way. I thought it was everyone versus you, fool. I'm like, why is this boy riding solo?
No, never that.
Aside from that, he seems to be in a constant state of turmoil, which generally just prompts a whole lot of mocking.
Baby mama left me. I was at the car dealership yesterday, and I didn't get approved for the car. He was laughing.
It's because you're a little kid. How are you expecting to get approved for an AMG when you're a little kid? You gotta be a grown-ass man like me, Khaled.
That's definitely not why. Anyways, if he's gonna let me explain the situation, like I was saying, I've been going through so many things lately. My baby mama left me. I was at the car dealership trying to get a car, and I didn't get approved because...
And for Decane, crossing that ex-girlfriend was the worst thing he could have ever done. Because not only does he now have to carry around the stigma of being an online gangbanger with no real street ties, but also a predator. As Decane's follower count expanded into the millions, some of the information about his mysterious life that he'd rather have suppressed began to come to light. Most notably, his apparent love of mine. Through a series of interviews by a content creator named Poncho, the uncomfortable truth about his love life, as well as other aspects of his real existence away from social media apps, began to surface. First off, he was exposed by his ex as being a fraud with a false heritage.
He isn't Salvadorian, by the way. That's a lie. He's Hispanic.
What is he?
He's from San Juan. He's not Salvadorian.
What?
That third
thing?
It's fake. He's Hispanic. He's Mexican.
Damn, people thought Guatemala too.
His own grandpa snitched him out to me. I was like, yeah, he's Salvadorian, like where he comes, like that's where he comes from. And he looks at me, he goes, no, he's not. Yeah.
Okay. So then what do you feel about like the new girlfriend? Any words you want to give the new girlfriend on this call?
I just want to ask her, how does my purse feel? Like, girl, you're wearing my purse.
You know how she hinted at him being interested in younger girls? Well, that doesn't stop there, as not only was she 16 when they got together, but he was also messaging high schoolers and asking for certain images.
So basically he cheated on you with other quinceañeras?
Yeah.
Other young girls? Mm-hmm. Younger than you, basically, allegedly?
Like a year or two. Mm-hmm. There's actually screenshots that I have when I was with him. I was laying next to him and girls were arguing with me. And a freshman girl, that's a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally just became a freshman. and his 23-year-old ass was asking girl for feet pictures. Yeah.
According to her, this was a pattern of behavior from D-Kane, one which he seemed completely aware of throughout the course of their relationship, no less.
So let me say this, because some girls sometimes like to lie. So was Mr. Confuzzled about your injury?
No, that was never, people could say that. No, I literally was like, I literally asked him how old he was, and he was like, go look at my famous birthday. So I did. And then it said 20. I was like, you're 20. I was like, I'm 16. He was like, okay, that doesn't matter. As long as we don't tell anybody, you're going to be an adult anyway. So that's what he said.
So in other words, he pre-ordered you.
As the news began to spread, his former allies turned against him. Soon, he was confronted by Lalo, who chose to distance himself from him.
I thought he was a real member on the guys.
I don't take him
seriously. Like, you don't even be banging for the set, bro. Like you into these young girls. Ah, bro. Hey, DK. Word already went around town. Bro, you're done with. After today, everybody's going to start unfollowing you. You're with 16-year-olds. You're a Didi. And his ex was 16 as well. And DK's 23.
Notably, he didn't actually contest in any meaningful way, with his limited intellect making it impossible for him to formulate an excuse. What's worse is he didn't even seem to notice that he was being set up for live streams that were basically just interrogations. Pancho brought up receipts, where he even masqueraded as a kid to try and gain their trust.
Because she ended up telling me, you know what I'm saying, basically she lied about what her real, you know, was.
Her age. No, let's clear that up. You asked a girl for some pata pics, and she was 61 backwards. She sent me the video where she clicked on your Instagram and matched up to you, Labra. So that's one girl. Aside from that, another girl sent me a message that you guys had text messaging, right? And you told her you were 71 backwards. She clicked on your number. I do have your number, let's not say. And it matches to your number.
From there, he carried on with his expose, essentially pulling off his own To Catch a Predator stint on D-Kane.
So this is where D-Kane reaches out to the girl. The white toe is doing it for me. Vids of him need the vids right now. And then the girl said, just to prove it, his baby mama wasn't lying. He was desperate for those damn pata pics. Sheesh Louise. And then right here, she sent the screen recording so you guys know it's legit. Clicks on the profile. There you go. And then I asked if there was more. She said, I don't. This guy just reacted to my story out of nowhere. I don't even know who he was at the time. I'm 61 backwards, by the way. He likes brr. So here's another message of DK lying about his age. The girl told him that she's a quinceañera, and then he said, oh, all right, I'm a 71 backwards. And then she says, oh, I thought you were like 19 or something, but what you doing today? So the girl who sent me those screenshots was allegedly his ex, but I can agree DK is a brr because I'm a freshman. DK told me he was 71 backwards and was fine to be with me, but we never became public about our relationship online because he didn't want to. I also have messages to prove that we were together in the past.
With allegations of this nature being regularly leveled at him, it'd be no surprise if his follower count had completely eroded. But if anything, it's been growing at a steady rate, with people valuing the ability to laugh at him more than the fact that they're gassing up a potential child abuser. And what's even worse is that this isn't the only reason people want nothing to do with him. Once you look into his legal troubles, you see that he's not just a fake wannabe gangster, but he's a coward who picks on people who can't even defend themselves. For a long time now, D-Kane has been sporting an ankle monitor, and despite the fact that some people think he probably bought it off TikTok shop, it's seemingly real. Dealing with several aggravated assault cases, D-Kane has claimed he faces decades behind bars.
Three of them got dropped. I'm just down to one right now.
Also, now you facing 20?
Yeah.
And you said they were all the same charge?
Well, it's 1 to 20.
Oh, 1 to 20.
That's what I meant, you know what I'm saying? Because all my 4 charges are the same. I don't know if I can say it on him.
Yeah.
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
4 of those. So 1 to 20 years, the max is 20, right? 20, 40, 60, 80.
So you're talking about just the max. And then you just add them, hold up.
All the while, he acts like a shot caller who has a henchman to do his bidding for him.
I don't need to do the fighting. If I get into a situation, I ain't gonna do the fighting. I ain't gonna be the one, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get locked up. I'm the breadwinner. I got too much to lose.
You provide for your family?
Yeah.
Like for everybody? Yeah. And you stay
with? Not everybody, because I don't talk to.
I'm saying with the people that you live with, though. Like the people that you stay with. They were saying that you stay with your. Do you stay by yourself or you stay with your grandma?
No, that's cat.
That was all cat?
Yeah, that's cat.
Oh, okay.
However, what he doesn't tell you about his aggravated assault charges is that two of them apparently stem from elder abuse. Whenever he has shared paperwork alluding to his crimes, D-Kane has chosen to redact the details. But his ex said he was arrested before for actually stabbing his own grandparents.
He's a midget that's like him. He beats not only on females, he beats on his grandparents, actually, too. His grandma.
the abuelitos.
Yeah, those charges, he says. Oh, look at my charges. Two of those charges are from his grandma and his grandpa for stealing, man. Okay?
That's right. Just when you think this little guy can't be more disgusting, he does. As well as assaulting the people that he apparently lives with, he also has an alleged history of attacking his ex-girlfriend, while holding the previous incidents where they fought as leverage.
He was abusive to you, allegedly, on this account?
Yes. It got bad. It got bad, but it wasn't like, oh, I was letting him be. I was also, you know, being defensive.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to let no man be me. But yes, it got to the point where we got in this one big argument and he got mad. He actually broke my pink phone. The pink phone that his whole audio thingy, he broke that. Two, because he got caught cheating. And then two, we got in this big argument. I literally pushed him not too hard. Like, bro, you're a midget. You can go flying. But I didn't push him that hard.
Yeah.
Turn around. I'm standing up by the couch and he turns around. He looks at me. And then he literally me so hard he starts laughing and
damn. Like we're talking about
yes, like one of those competitive slaps.
Okay.
And he laughs and he's like, oh, haha, like you're funny, like I can do it again, I wish I did it even harder. So from there he was like, don't make you, like anytime I got into an altercation he'll be like, don't make me how I did last time.
Still, with everything he's done, people remain on his side and give him the time of day. And after making his name in Texas, D-Kane reportedly plans to move out west. And while his infamous 13 tattoo might put him in jeopardy upon arrival in Cali, he typically insisted he's not worried.
I'll just fly to LA and we could all, like the people I know, you know what I'm saying, we could all just, we've already talked about it before, like me, Alan, Edwin, like Edwin RG, all of us, we already talked about like going half on rent on a crib in LA. So I have a lot of opportunities. I'm probably not gonna stay in San Antonio, but for right now I'm staying in San Antonio because I'm just still figuring things out. Because they just recently, you know what I'm saying, let me off house arrest and all that. So.
Yeah.
But others aren't as convinced. Lil Bro gonna learn the hard way. I'd be more worried about him walking into traffic. However, D-Kane's plans to head out there and link up with like-minded individuals like Adam22 are probably on hold following some new legal problems that might have him residing in Texas for the foreseeable future. D-Kane's latest arrest comes from a dispute at a restaurant in January of this year. For some reason, he was found to be carrying a switch at a Rainforest Cafe alongside fellow TikToker Ash Trevino. And when they weren't allowed in, he brandished it at the staff. Because he's a felon, being caught with a firearm like that carries a potential heavy sentence. And he was initially denied a reduction of his $860,000 bond before being released in March. And straight away, he was right back on social media, regaining the persona that he probably dropped the minute he was in the jail itself. 23 hours in a cell, only 1 hour out a day. No more free D-Kane. I'm back and on everyone's noodle top.
Thursday out or what? You really let yourself go, bro. You looking crazy, dog. You look like an emo, bro. Come on, take a seat, bro. So what we getting today, gang?
But maybe he had some kind of wake-up call from his legal drama, as at the moment, he is backpedaling about the meaning behind his apparent gang tattoos.
What's the 13 on your forehead mean and on the back of your neck?
It don't have the same meaning as it used to. To me, it really don't mean none. I could put it like this. It had a meaning when I first had got it, and then I guess you could say the meaning changed, because I'm really on some spread positivity and shit like that. I ain't no gang member, no none of that shit. The letter M is the 13th letter in the alphabet.
Gotcha.
And I'm from Marbach and shit.
Maybe now that he's really facing prison time, he's realizing that ending up in the gang unit isn't as exciting as he used to think. Even after everything he's done, D-Kane still splits people. Some want to see him finally get what he deserves, while others are still out here rooting for a fake gangster with some serious accusations. I cannot stand him. I think I dislike him the most out of anyone. Cringiest dude. He's beyond disgusting and needs to be humbled for real. The fact that you are talking about D-Kane without anybody asking is funny. That just shows how you are either jealous of him or just obsessed. Now 3 years into his viral fame, he still refuses to grow up. And if anything, he's regressing. At whatever age he is, D-Kane is getting into physical altercations with girls in clubs and losing.
Oh, that was a nigga that was fighting. Well, bro. we're gonna beat up on a girl.
And as one revenue stream in his TikTok lives probably begins to dry up, he is threatening to diversify into hip hop. And in all honesty, some people would argue that with how the industry is right now, it'd be an ideal marketplace for someone whose primary talent is masquerading as a gangster. Even D-Kane himself seems to infer that talent wasn't part of the equation, just the ability to be engaging.
Y'all rap, you know, just depends, like...
It depends on the rapper?
Know. I don't know, though.
He was like a D-Baby. He was like, let's hop in the booth. Yeah, like a feature.
But I feel like I gotta, it gotta be the right engineer, this and that, you know what I'm saying? So I can really know, like, my potential and know how my voice would sound on a track, this and that. But yeah, I would be down for it, though, for sure. Like, I have a few opportunities with that, too, already.
Oh, yeah, you already got some stuff in the works?
I don't have no songs, but I have, like...
Stuff in the works, like just talks.
Like, people, you know what I'm saying? I could go in the studio if I wanted to or not.
You think you'll make it as a rapper? Like, if you did it, you started
it? I could, for sure, because it really, you know what I'm saying, all it comes down to is if you got a lot of stories to tell, if you've been through a lot of shit, you got a lot of stories to tell, you could put that in your rap, you know what I'm saying? People going to rock with it because they see, like, oh, he's a real, you know what I'm saying, he's a real, you know what I'm saying? So they going
to
rock with it.
To put it bluntly, D-Kane is everything wrong with social media right now. Here is a guy with limited brain power and a lack of moral fiber who has somehow managed to get an audience, all the while pretending to be affiliated with a violent world that would eat him alive if it got half the chance, and making light of the pain they've caused others by taking on their symbols. Now, people just need to stay strong and ignore him so we can finally put an end to this alleged predator and elder abuser for good. Because honestly, the joke stopped being funny a long time ago.